The Moral is written by Alfred Evans, Professor Emeritus of Political Science at California State University, Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
A previous segment in this series dealt with the topic of counterinsurgency, or unconventional warfare. Painful experience in Iraq and Afghanistan has forced the U.S. Army and Marines to learn important lessons about that type of warfare. The first of those lessons, as already noted, is that counterinsurgency is primarily a political struggle. The main focus of that struggle is the population of the country in which the insurgents are operating. As Mao Zedong realized, winning the support of the local population is essential for the success of the guerrillas. If the counterinsurgency forces do not win the contest for that support, they will ultimately lose the war. But building support among local residents is not just the task of a public relations campaign, and it is not just the job of civil affairs units. General David Petraeus emphasizes that every unit of the U.S. military in the country must be involved in that effort. A second lesson of counterinsurgency is that the most basic prerequisite for gaining the confidence of the local population is providing security for the people living in an area that the insurgents have penetrated. As the U.S. military learned in Vietnam, the maxim search and destroy, which concentrated on sending forces to attack enemy detachments, has to be replaced by the commandment to clear, hold, and build. That means clearing the guerrillas out of the district, proving to local people that they are protected effectively, and then restoring basic services and improving economic conditions. That is a broad set of responsibilities for military professionals. But General Petraeus insists that all U.S. military units must take part in doing all those jobs when they are engaged in counterinsurgency warfare. An inherent problem for military units that are fighting against guerrillas is that it is difficult to distinguish the enemy combatants from local civilians. So the use of force often will cause casualties among civilians. When U.S. military operations kill some local residents and injure others, the result is a windfall for the insurgents. Thus, Lieutenant Colonel John Nagle says, it is best to use the minimum possible force in resolving any situation. Yet some use of force is necessary to provide security for the local people. Finally, the experts on counterinsurgency warfare tell us that the main task that must be carried out in order to achieve victory is to build an effective government that is legitimate among the people of the country. Americans can only help another nation's government reach that goal. In the final analysis, local leaders will play the decisive role in getting it done. Long ago, an expert on insurgency said, "It is their war, and you are there to help them, not win it for them." Those words came from a British military officer who assisted Arabs in a revolt against the Ottoman Empire. He was Colonel T.E. Lawrence, known popularly as Lawrence of Arabia. His words are still widely quoted today by experts on guerrilla warfare and counterinsurgency. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.